USA Radio News with Mike Fortier.
Work continues in Afghanistan to evacuate Americans and Afghan citizens who helped our military over the last 20 years. Work also continues in Washington to defend the decision to leave the country with the Taliban once again in charge.
Let's put this thing in perspective here. What interest do we have in Afghanistan at this point with Al-Qaeda gone? We went to Afghanistan for the express purpose of getting rid of Al-Qaeda in Afghanistan, as well as getting Osama bin Laden. And we did.
President Biden, speaking Friday at the White House, his comment that Al-Qaeda is gone, though, seems to contradict intelligence reports from the UN and Defense Department. New England bracing for a rare weather event. Tropical storm Henri could make landfall in the area Sunday as a hurricane. It would be the first time a hurricane makes landfall in New England in 30 years. For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the MyPillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the MyPillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. You'll get 2-for-1 pricing plus free shipping, but only by using my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets Special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
The situation in Israel may show why U.S. health officials are advising people to get COVID booster shots. Israel was the first country to have a majority of its citizens vaccinated. Now, though, its daily case numbers are twice what they were just 2 weeks ago because of the Delta variant. CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky calling on those who have gotten the Pfizer or Moderna shots to get a third shot. Friday on CBS News, she was asked if we'll someday need a fourth COVID shot.
I have a lot of indications that suggest that we may not need another one, but we will continue to follow the science. We will continue to follow the variants. I'm very hopeful that we won't need another one, but we'll absolutely follow the science to determine that.
Walensky also on Friday congratulating the Atlanta Falcons on being the first NFL team to reach 100% vaccination. She tweets, "Teamwork like this is what it will take to defeat this virus." GM issuing a recall of the Chevy Bolt. The company announcing Friday it's recalling all Bolts worldwide because the electric car's lithium-ion batteries could catch fire. This is USA Radio News.
Friends, Mike Lindell's My Pillow, My Slippers make my feet feel better than they have in about 20 years. My Pillow proprietary foam, memory foam, patented impact gel, indoor-outdoor soles. You won't want to take them off, or Mike Lindell will give you your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and save 40% using my promo code USA.
President Biden's eviction moratorium could be a step closer to a Supreme Court showdown. Here's Tim Berg.
A federal appeals court on Friday declined to block the Biden administration's new eviction moratorium, setting up a showdown at the Supreme Court. The U.S. Court of Appeals for the D.C. District denied an emergency motion by two chapters of the National Association of Realtors to stop the ban. The moratorium, which was implemented by the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, is set to expire October 3rd. The realtors are expected to ask the Supreme Court to halt enforcement of the ban. The High Court, in a 5-4 decision on June 29th, allowed an earlier eviction moratorium to continue until its expiration July 31st. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The federal government erases student loans for the legally disabled. Wendy King has more.
The Education Department announced it will automatically discharge student loans for borrowers who have total and permanent disabilities. The action will affect more than 323,000 borrowers who are identified through an existing match with the Social Security Administration and erase about $5.8 billion in student debt beginning in September. Also, the Education Department said it would indefinitely extend a policy to stop asking borrowers with total and permanent disabilities to provide information on their earnings. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
For USA Radio News, I'm Mike Fortier.